somebody screw this up. And I hit record. Hey, Danny, you know what number is tonight?
69. Best number in the world.
It is.
Lucky 69.
We are in this almost 2 years. We're coming up on our 2 year anniversary. And tonight is the best of double.
Should, yeah.
Double numbers, everybody. That's what crazy. Is Danny?
May will be 2 years.
I know. Danny, how much do you love it? How much do you love it?
Love what?
The number of this episode.
Oh.
Just say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Just say, what number episode is this?
69.
Cue music. All right, we're back, everybody. We are back with, yes, you heard it right in the opening. This is episode 69 of the Dad So Hard podcast. My name is Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads, two friends, and two men sharing our lives, our trials and tribulations of what it's like to father in what we like to say is 2019 or
nope, more. It's 2020.
It's 2020. I'm a year behind.
Close.
The
close.
Pandemic. The COVID-19 has made me lose my memory. Or in the COVID-19 pandemic, which we are all suffering through in different ways.
I still have no sense of smell, by the way.
Don't say that publicly.
I really don't.
That's
yeah, it's been a week. It's been a week without my sense of smell.
That's a sign. Do not let anybody
know.
Oh, Danny. What are we gonna do with this guy? Lock him up. Lock him up.
Crazy.
Nuts. So tonight we have What? What do you say? Your whole family has no smell? Is nobody in your family smells?
No, it was either Wednesday, I think, was the first day last week without smell.
So the way to test that, have you laid a giant fart and not been able to smell it?
I wiped my ass and put it right up to my nose. I couldn't smell it.
Well, that's
what about asparagus?
I put my what's the asparagus test? Oh, like pee?
Yeah. Dude.
We don't have any asparagus. We didn't we didn't plan for asparagus.
Yeah, they don't sell asparagus. Asparagus. There's a run on asparagus in Staten Island.
I put my face in like nail polish cleaner remover and nothing.
That's a problem. You probably have it. You do look pale as a ghost tonight. Your lighting's not very good.
That's the lighting. It's all fucked up.
My hair, by the way.
I haven't really seen the sun in 3 weeks, so that's probably adding to it.
Wait, I thought you built a deck in your. Yeah. I thought you built a deck in your backyard.
Yeah, I just haven't been out there. I've been in the basement.
I take every opportunity to go on a walk, run, or sunshine in my backyard. What happens, Danny? Your internet connection is not good.
I've been running, but.
You're breaking up on me, McCartney.
So that got me tan.
I mean, Danny, no, in all seriousness.
Oh, well, this fucking service.
Is this the Staten Island Fios that we have to deal with?
Shit.
No, I can hear you now. Can you hear us? Danny, you may have to log out. Why don't you log out and log back in, and then I'm going to continue with our introduction of our guest. Can you do that for me? We're going to see. But tonight we have a big night because today's episode, if you continue to listen in.
Oh, I'm in?
Danny's back in, everybody.
It literally closed and then started up again.
It kicked you out. Well, I'm introing that. Listen, technology, we're all dealing with it. We're all working from home and we're dealing with WebEx.
It's crazy.
Zoom's going down.
Our audience has been fucked.
Yeah, it's not good. I feel like you're on a second delay.
I am.
Yeah,
because I keep seeing you like stutter.
No, it's you. It's you. It's not me. It's you.
No, I know. I know. I know. It's me. I know.
It's not me.
I'm aware.
It's not me. It's not me. Okay. Let's introduce our guest, and then I have a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. But number one of this episode, we're going to drop some knowledge tonight. We're going to ask the hard
hitting.
We're going to ask the hard hitting questions of in a COVID-19 pandemic. Are we all financially ready for this, people? Are we all ready to survive what is ahead of us for the next year? And to do that, I have brought on one of our biggest whales our biggest guests. This is a get. This is a get. I had to work my connections. I had to dive deep into my Rolodex and call in some favors. And by that, I mean I had to call up some of the people I grew up with and said, hey, what are you doing tonight at 9:30? Luckily, my personal financial advisor, lifelong friend, and a very successful entrepreneur, he has been named, I believe, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong about this, one of the 40 under 40 on Long Island in wet t-shirt contests, as well as financial planning. His name is Mr. Mark Jowski, and he runs a company called Magi Incorporated, all financial stuff. He also has three kids older than me and Danny. So Mark has actually lived through the phases Danny and I have been through. So please
wait.
Welcome, Mark.
Oh, older than our kids.
Older than our kids, yeah. Slightly older,
I was like, wait, I don't know about that.
Is that a good intro? I know that isn't his kid. He survived his kids. They're no longer
fantastic.
Welcome, Mark. Mark, let us clarify, first of all, your dad. Give us your dad profile.
Well, first off, I got to say, Danny, Vinny, Dad's a Hard Nation. Awesome to be here tonight. I was so glad that all of our other friends said no, so I was able to join.
It was a big search. Big search went on.
Big search. And I'm like getting the text message 5 minutes before. Yo, bro, you got anything you're doing right now? I was watching the A-team with the kids upstairs. Yeah.
Love it.
So what did you ask me? I'm sorry, I zoned out.
I said, give us your dad profile. How many
profile.
You are married? How many years have you been married? When did you have kids? And how many do you have?
16 years this past March. So a couple
nice,
weeks.
Nice, correct.
Oh, good job.
Thank you. Yep, awesome. So, 16 years, happily married, three kids, 14, 12, 8, two boys and a girl in that order. Yep.
And some fun fact trivia, Danny. Mark's wife is named Meredith. Her name starts with an M. We're going to do it. Danny is psyched. Danny, what letter of the alphabet do you think Mark used to name all three of his children?
M. Nailed it.
This guy, right on, bro.
Danny gets every question I throw out there. It's like he's psychic.
I mean, that was
you throw him out those second grade ground balls. So,
yeah. Yeah.
No offense. I love all the fans listening. Some of them probably had no clue didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, it's M5, man. That's what we call ourselves. M5. Mark, Max, Morgan, Mark, Meredith.
I never heard the M5. That's the first time. Does that mean every child when they turn 16 gets an M5 car?
No, that would have been nice. We were actually going to name my daughter Morgan Charlotte because we thought it was a pretty name, and it was Meredith's grandmother's name because we thought a cute little nickname would have been Charlie. But the
Top Gun
and a C just didn't kind of go. So
you can't have four people in your family with an M and then have the last one with a C.
So I had one. I pulled
that. Actually, would have been phenomenal.
If it was a boy, I would say yes. As a girl, she would have had daddy issues forever.
Yep. Yeah. So
no go on that.
No. So we stuck with the M's.
How are you surviving the COVID-19 in the house with your family? Everybody, what's the lay of the land in the Gajowski house?
Thank you for asking. Like you guys, everybody's thankfully happy and healthy and enjoying it. What I mean by enjoying it, they're absolutely miserable stuck in the house with no real friend access outside of the digital world, which of course we try to control, which is in and of itself a joke. I see and hear a lot of Fortnite in the background at all random hours of the day when they're attempting not to do their homework. My wife's a teacher, so she's obviously working, still doing her thing. And I'm deemed, I guess, double essential, which is kind of cool. So because I'm a volunteer fireman in the local fire department and we work in the finance field, we get the double letters. So
what double essential? Does that mean you get like first online at Stop and Shop?
No, although I did see Costco.
Both jobs are essential.
Costco's doing a salute to heroes thing. So apparently I can go and shop at Costco like 1 hour a day, like all the old folks can.
No, is that what does being called essential actually, does it get you like extra stuff? Outside of our praise.
If you're not essential, you're not supposed to be out other than going to grocery shopping and stuff.
Oh, so you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so let me forget about that. Is I don't want a big key, which I forgot about Mark's life, is Mark on Long Island, if people don't know this, Long Island is like a Nassau and Suffolk County are 100% volunteer fire departments. And Mark, for as long as we've been adults, you've always been a volunteer fireman, which yep. is a huge deal because you'll run into a house of a stranger and try to save their life.
And yeah, as long as they're not coughing, I guess. Yeah, no COVID.
Yes. At this point, up, yeah.
You may be on your own. Yep.
Now, have you guys, as volunteer firemen, I don't know how this would happen, but is anybody in New York State giving anybody, you guys, like training on what to do? Like if there was legit, like if there was a fire right now in the middle of this podcast, like do you go get a mask and like gear at the firehouse? Like I don't even know. Do they do anything?
Well, if you're masked up, you worry about COVID because it's you know spread like a flu. So obviously you got to be airborne. So if you're masked up with your
firemen wear masks already.
Yeah, we already wear masks. But if you're going in for anything else like a lift assist for let's say like some very large person that's stuck in a home or a motor vehicle accident where the person you don't know where they were or what they were exposed to, that was something different.
The carbon monoxide test.
Yep, there you go. CO2 exposures. Yep, sure. Certainly, man. Look at you, man.
I know when they have it. You're
right on the job, bro.
I know. Listen, my father was a volunteer fireman in Riverhead as well.
Yes, your dad's still in the exempt. Dad is still in the exempts. Yes, he is.
An exempt. They call it, for anybody who knows, Danny, do you know this what an exempt is?
No.
An exempt is a...
I was going to nod along.
But. An exempt, if you are a retired fireman, it's like a men's club for the retired firemen, so you get to still go...
Okay.
To the firehouse, but they call you an exempt because you're exempt from like paying dues. You just go to drink the booze.
Yeah, that's right. It's really just it's like I said, I think you said it right. It's a social club for all the older timers. Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's real, right. Real pale.
Nice.
So Mark, also, you are a financial. I say you're my financial advisor. You're my Deepak Chopra of finance. I ask you when I have questions on the stock market. If I should buy, sell, or flush the toilet, I call you. What do you call yourself? Let everybody know, what do you do for a living that makes you actually an expert in this finance field?
Ooh, that's deep, man. So we're licensed.
I really don't know what it is.
I've got all my licenses in multiple states, but I'm also a certified financial planner. So ultimately, I love it, dude. As I'm talking, you're drinking wine. I feel like I'm so lucky that I brought something to the party.
It's Thursday, everybody. Thursday night.
Thursday night is dad night.
I don't have COVID-19. I just have
a nice job. You're coughing and Danny can't smell anything. Jesus, I'm going to get something Christ. Just being on the podcast.
No, yep. If you've listened to this podcast, I've had a cough for about 3 months. So if it hasn't killed me now, it's not going to.
It will eventually.
Great. So Mark, what's the name of your company and what do you do?
So Magi Wealth Management. So we do certified financial planner work. So one-on-one counseling and guidance and Deepak Chopra-ing, although I never consider myself that. But mostly I think it's emotional counseling for people, you know, trying to get people to stay the course, remind them that it's always always darkest before it gets black. Yeah, that wasn't a misstatement. I actually heard that on an 18 episode we were watching with my kids moments before. And I said, how totally appropriate is that? I'm going to totally drop that into the podcast. It's always darkest before it gets black. That's perfect. Yep. Sharing that. But sharing some just common sense knowledge with people. Because I think ultimately there's a lot of information out there, but not a lot of wisdom or help interpreting a lot of that stuff. So ultimately that's where
right.
we spend our time. Helping.
So people. You would say that if I had maybe 4 or 5 drinks this afternoon, watched an hour of CNBC, and then decided to go to my Fidelity account and sell it all, you would probably say that would be a really bad emotional day drinking move.
The only thing worse than drunk texting is drunk trading, but that's just me.
That would be – how many people do you think drunk day trade?
A lot. Really? I've actually had a client drunk text me during the day. When he was in Atlantic City, out drinking, day drinking, all kinds of random nonsense about his account. I'm like, bro, I can't do this right now. You call me or like we're not having this back and forth on your text message.
That's
spelling errors, slurring, the whole thing. Yeah,
that's crazy. I'm a fiscal conservative, so I usually have the desire to sell, and then I wait and I wait and I wait, and then the stock peaks, and as soon as it peaks. then I sell, and then it dips, and I lose all my money. So
that's the extent of my investing and investing knowledge is like, I think, my 401k. That's about it.
Yeah, but Danny, that's
actually I'm lying. You know why?
Because you're adding money to it as it's going down, right? So if the market's down, you're dollar cost averaging, which means you're buying more when stuff is low. And who doesn't like buying stuff on sales? I mean, as it is, we live in an expensive place to live, right? So it's a home run. Just keep on scrolling
around. I also do Acorns. How do you feel about Acorns?
That's a pretty awesome idea. I think it's that's all that, you know, latest fintech stuff, which is probably the future, is updated fintech. That's what I'm thinking.
Wait, what are Acorns? Outside of what the squirrels like are eating in my yard.
It's like an investing app. Like it rounds up, you attach a credit card to it. So if my purchase is $100.12, it takes the 82 or 88 cents and deposits that. And they do that with everything you spend. And then you can do like automatic. So I do like, I think like $50 a week or something like that gets dumped into it, and it just invests that money.
So it's like a forced savings.
Yeah. And you can select if you want to be how conservative or how not conservative, I guess.
Well, so Mark, you have the pleasure. Mark has the pleasure of talking to two finance novices. So we're prepared to ask him some hard hitting questions for Dad's a Hard Nation. We have people wrote in. I asked on Instagram and Twitter today, send us some questions, and we got a lot. Tons of questions.
And we're going to questions to ask your financial.
I'm seeing I'm reading the questions now. Oh, look,
Twitter is on fire.
There's a lot of questions.
Dads, listen, we're all in pain. The first question is, Mark, and I guess let's just keep it. Should we all stay calm and carry on, or is there any real need to get some cash and throw it in my mattress?
Nope. I think you stay the course. You hang in. Because if you haven't sold at this point, selling at the bottom or low at the bottom is a bad strategy, right? I mean, like, kidding aside, that phrase, which was totally random and a throwout and a borrow from the like I said, that A-Team episode, it is totally true, though, right? So we're going to bounce along the bottom. You're going to hear some more negative COVID coronavirus numbers. You're going to see some crazy out-of-whack unemployment, right? It's all just part of the experience, unfortunately, that we're all living through. And in a couple of months, things will hopefully chew back up. I mean, the one outlier is, Canley, we're in election year, so I throw everything out because you're in election year, so who the hell knows, right? Because it's an election year, it's just chaos. Anyway. And all that garbage still hasn't started coming in into your mailboxes, right, about all these local folks supposed to be supporting and voting for. So that's an outlier. Plus, you could always have, you know, like a double black swan event. So, right, it's bad, it's shitty. Our country's clearly at the maxing breaking point in terms of just, like, we can't handle anything more. Yep. So the concern always is, too, for some of those people who aren't, like, conspiracy theorists is, you know, when do you attack a country or you attack a people when they're already kind of down and depressed? So, you know.
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother level. That's a whole I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
Neither did I.
Episode 69, you heard it here first.
I mean, God, the black swan effect. I mean, who's coming in?
Double black Ethiopia? Swan.
Double black swan.
Morocco. Black swan. We're going to be invaded by the Spanish or Moroccans. What country has not been affected by COVID-19? They're all going to come invade us.
Yeah, man.
Well, Mark, you're
left in China.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
You're really getting my head spinning. So what about now? Oh, my God. Now I'm thinking the Russians, Putin. Vladimir Putin's behind the whole thing
right now.
He created the virus. He threw it in a bat. Paid $1 million to this Chinese guy's family to eat the bat. Now the whole world has to deal with it. Oh, so the Russians can invade our country. It's nuts. Heard it here
first.
But Mark, I also heard maybe this is the third black swan. My understanding was, I loosely listen to CNBC and pay attention. But isn't there like also? I think the part of the market effect is what's going on in the oil world. Like before COVID-19, there was some kind of crazy dip in oil prices so that they were dirty cheap, like OPEC or the people in the Middle East were dropping prices. So that was already...
The Saudis and the Russians were arguing over stuff. So they got into a crazy bidding war and that was no bueno. But at least from today, they're starting to work that stuff out and the prices are starting to resume. So, yep.
I mean, I haven't bought a gallon of gas in 3 weeks.
And if you are, it works out really good. That's the underlying strength right? So ultimately, the economy was really strong, right? Everybody was working. Everybody was happy. Yeah. It's kind of like you're fat, drunk, and happy, right? Having a great time. Don't want to be the last one at the party, right?
Yeah.
So everything was good up until this sort of wave of, you know, negative fear stuff hit. And I think, unfortunately, part of that is when you go on a market where for like a decade, you know, pretty much everything starts to go up and people are fully employed, it's easy for people to fall into that lull of, I'll just buy the S&P 500 and
yeah,
it'll go up and I don't have to do anything. And then when it pulls back, you have nobody to talk to and you start feeding into all this 24-hour negative news nonsense and people freak, right? Because I get it. It's scary. It's, yeah, it's your life. It's your money. And right, ultimately, supply and demand motivates every price of everything. Stocks are no different. People try to make it this like big magic thing. It's really not, right? When there's more sellers than buyers, price goes down. It's more buyers than sellers, price goes up, right? Yeah.
That is how the market works. Danny and I understand that because in our supply TV markets, when TV ratings are down, price goes up.
Yeah.
And people don't understand
that. We have not been deemed essential.
We're not essential. TV ad sellers, media adverts, shockingly, we're not essential to the world right now. I can't leave my house.
But everyone's watching TV. How fucked up is that?
And everybody needs products. And the only products you need to know are the commercials.
Makes no sense.
If not for Danny and I, most of America would not know what to buy.
Around that.
That's right. That's a good point.
So wait, Danny, let's go through now. Mark, we want to hit you with some potential purchases we have recently done or big purchases we are considering. And in a COVID-19 world...
With your stimulus check? Got news for you. Probably not getting one. You have a job. Problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I did the Google... I actually went...
You did not go to Google. Are you kidding me?
Somebody posted Google exclusive Google calculator to figure out your stimulus check. So I was like, oh, let me see how much.
Hashtag fake news. Yeah.
Listen, and I say, but good to everybody who gets it. Danny and I, we are all very blessed, very blessed. And it's a nightmare for everybody out there. So we're having fun and we recognize it. And if you're hitting hard times, email Danny McCartney up on Twitter, Dad's Hard Pod, and he'll do a fundraiser.
Totally.
He'll help you out.
We should do a GoFundMe.
A GoFundMe for who?
Do a GoFundMe
for dads.
For us.
No, this is not the time.
That we're about to like close up shop.
I don't have the heart to do that. I can't. People need to eat. When this whole thing is over, we can do that. Right now, I'm not taking.
Right.
Our fans love us, and I can't take all their money. So I can have a lasagna. Right,
so in like 2 months, July, we're going to do a GoFundMe because we're going to stop.
Correct.
Unless we hit, I don't know, $10,000.
No, unless we hit 1,000. We need 1,000 Twitter followers and 1,000 Instagram followers or this whole thing is over come September.
Or cold, hard cash.
However people want to give it to us. But Danny.
I like Danny's motivation.
I'm going to create a Venmo for us. I'm going to create a Venmo for us. So when we rattle off our social handles, that'll be one of the handles I'll rattle off. Just see what happens.
Yeah, DSH of Venmo. Danny, what can you please give Mark a recent purchase that you made that you may be questioning whether or not it was the right thing to do in your house or household?
Does there have to be like a limit to the...
No, it could be anything. It's just
something awesome.
Anything that you found that you felt like you made that you're like, ooh, should I have?
Well, we recently, like this past summer, did a pool and a deck.
Okay, good.
An above ground pool and a deck. That's a pretty good one.
That's fantastic.
I'm happy with it.
That's all. Then that's there you go.
But you're inside of it. But it's a, please describe, Mark comes from the east end of Long Island. Can you please explain the kind of pool you and deck you put?
Yeah, so we're Staten Island. We decent backyard. I couldn't give you the dimensions if my life depended on it. We went above ground because cheaper, and we did deck straight out from the door, halfway around the pool, so it seems like it's in ground. now we're actually debating what to do with the rest of the yard. Do we concrete it? I think that's the only option.
And how long do you plan on living in this house, Danny?
That's the issue. I'm fine forever. I don't know that the wife is.
Increases your resale value. And you're enjoying.
That's what I said.
Gotta have a place to hang, right? Ultimately, that's what it is.
That's what I said.
I say two thumbs up. That's fine. I'm cool with it. Did you pay for it or did you finance it?
Paid. Come on.
Wrote a check, baby. It's Staten Island. I just gave him a bag of cash. Said, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Danny, how much do you finance in your life? Do you live your life normally in the credit system? With credit cards?
Not really. I like, if I can't afford something up front, I try not to do it because I hate owing. You know what I mean? Like, I try to use that as an absolute last resort.
I would like to understand that. Yes. However, Mark, did I send you the picture of credit cards that day on my desk? I don't think I sent it to you. So I recently actually had a huge accomplishment, and I'm 46. I'm turning 46. And this is the first time. I think I opened my first credit card at 18. And I'm proud to say, let's see, 28, 38. Almost 30 years it took me to get a zero balance, not carry over with any interest fees on my credit cards. Kidding? No, I'm being dead serious. Last month, I paid off finally after 28
years. That gives me anxiety,
right?
No, so I live. I play the credit game. I'll do 0% transfers.
Oh,
I'm that nightmare on the credit card system.
Yeah. How many credit cards do you have?
Well, I'm going to do a shout out for another guy. So last year we interviewed my buddy Alex Haw. You remember? I don't know if you remember Alex. So he works at Barclays.
Yeah.
So he is. If anybody follows the points guy on the internet, the points guy is all about the credit cards. Alex loves his credit cards and understands the points. So recently he was helping me out with. I did a budget and then I was like, I got to figure out my credit cards. I'm wiping out balances and I want to figure out the best way to manage my points and which cards to use to get the most points, get free shit. So I went, when COVID started, I spent one morning and I got all the credit cards in our house and I laid them out on our kitchen table. So in a normal, what I've learned in talking to friends.
And I brought over another table.
I had to bring over a second table. Most people apparently have like two or three credit cards. In this one photo I took, I think on the table, there were like, solidly, no exaggeration, probably like 20 to 23 cards.
Come on.
I mean, listen, when you're shopping at a store and they're like, get an extra 10% off if you open up a store credit card, I say yes.
Jesus Christ.
I don't use them. Most of these cards have never been used. So I went through, though, and listen, we already bought our house.
Yeah, but that fucks up your credit. Every credit card you open.
You pay your bills on time and you carry a balance and you pay it, you're totally fine.
Yeah, but I heard every card you open dings your credit rating.
For like a four.
I don't know if that's true or not.
For a 3 to 4 month period, yes.
Oh, okay.
But if you do, I'm not doing them all at once.
FICO score recently?
Are my FICO scores in the 700s?
High 700s?
Totally fine. Oh, Shane, what are you doing? Why is the dog here? Oh. We're not posting this on YouTube, but my son just brought our dog. First of all, it's
just dump the dog on the laptop.
No, he's scared. Please get him off the table. No, Charlie doesn't want to be on the podcast. Charlie, I don't think Charlie wants to be on the podcast. Can you please get him off the table?
Phenomenal.
Charlie wants this. This is what happens.
Vinny, why don't you just move him off the table?
Well, because I'm that kind of.
He's showing you what kind of dad he is, baby.
That's the kind of dad I am. I'm like, Shane. Shane, come on. Okay.
Hell of a job in sales, Vin. Yeah.
A war zone is breaking out. I got Play-Doh coming at me. Do not stop throwing things at me. So anyway, we cleaned up our credit cards and I canceled a bunch and I've got down to like 7 that we have active. But we're not using them all, but just
Jesus.
For different reasons. I recently bought. And Mark, you can tell me if this was a bad purchase. So I'm concerned about the U.S. economy. And I also have two kids in my house, and I was looking for like a 3 to 5 week quarantine system. What do I do? How do I make my back? I want to know, how do I make my backyard more enjoyable? And I, on Instagram, a friend of mine, had a portable hot tub. So I started Googling them, and I found on Amazon for approximately $525, a inflatable hot tub that fits up to 6 adults for my backyard. And I said, you know what? I would spend $500 to put my kid in a class for 8 weeks. And right now there's no classes. So the question is the over under, Mark, in this economy, is it a good investment to buy a portable hot tub at $525?
I think it was a great investment, again, because
you're still using it.
Yep.
It got up. So thankfully today it was 50 degrees out today. It broke a record, 101 temperature in the backyard. I went for a run, put my legs in for 20 minutes, felt fantastic. I'm using it every day.
There you go.
Every day.
It's not one of these ones you got to physically carry the hot water out to it, right? Like, it's got its own filtering system and whatnot.
He definitely had to fill it with.
I have to run a pot of hot water. So it got up there because I'm running tea kettles. Get the tea on. No, it's Intex. I actually think backyard investment, I think it's a great idea. Shane, stop. No, stop. Oh. My son now has his, what's it called, the chainsaw? Play chainsaw. Would you like to show them what it looks like? Here it is.
Oh, the boys love those things. Is that a Bosch?
Yeah, they got a Home Goods. Home Goods special. This is what my life is like right here. Shane, you want to take it, put it on my neck? Look, this is what he does. I'm going to post this one to you. What?
Oh, I'm cutting in and out again.
It does. I know, Danny, you're things. So, Mark,
I'm trying to get close to the modem.
What would you say if somebody had $100 in their pocket today, what should they do with that $100 tomorrow? Is there a hot stock? If you channel your inner mad money,
Jimmy. $100?
Well, I mean, you never, $200. We'll say $200 cash. Jim Cramer is on mad money. What stock should we be? Who's producing masks? Who's producing the things that we don't get enough?
Body bags,
Funeral homes, caskets. Who's making caskets? Urns, because everybody's being burned. All these bodies supposedly being burned. Who's making urns?
Yeah.
Have you seen those videos of them just stacking up bodies, by the way?
I watch them all day.
Really?
I watch them all day.
Stop. In refrigerated, like, semi-trucks. It's absolutely insane. It's looks terrible. Like a foreign country. Totally true, though. Yep.
Who's got to, like, there's a lot of money in these secondary businesses for burying people. And if there's 200,000 people dying in a month, there's going to be a run on something. Where is there a hot take? Our listeners want to make some money tonight.
Yeah, everybody does, right? So you get that kind of stuff, right?
Anything?
So whether it's everybody bouncing it off the idea. Ultimately, I can't give generic advice, and we don't normally talk to a lot of people that have only $100 to name. But since you threw that out, I would say there's always an opportunity somewhere, and I'll give you a good quote, right? So and then I'll answer your question. So Warren Buffett said, "Be greedy when others are fearful, and be fearful when others are greedy." That's deep, right?
I like
be
that.
Greedy. That is- just repeat that.
Be greedy when others are fearful, and be fearful. That's because he's not paying attention, right, Danny? Be fearful when others are greedy.
Oh, so right now we should be really greedy.
People that are making money are always going to go opposite the herd, right? So you don't follow the herd mentality. So what does that say? Ultimately, when the market is down, and there's full capitulation, meaning when people just discuss it, they don't want to watch anymore and they're totally spent.
Yeah.
Maybe we're closer to that than we were a week or two ago. For those of us who are kind of stuck in the house with the kids and trying to balance all this, you're going to find some really good deals of some really great companies that have strong balance sheets, that have money, that people can't live without, you know, products like that. I mean, I see Danny rocking his ear, but I mean, there's certain products and companies that if your phone crapped out, you know, people are still going to have their phone because that's what they have. They don't maybe have a house phone anymore, right? So they're going to stay mobile. Not saying that, you know, cell phone manufacturers are necessarily a good trade, but if you're using a company like Apple, for example, Apple sold more wearable watch products than any watch manufacturer in the entire world last quarter. I think the number
was crazy.
23 million. So just throwing it out there. Wow. Not because I'm that Apple's a good investment, but ultimately that's just, it's showing you a trend, right? There's people moving
like that over. Type of mindset. Yeah.
Yeah. Tech is in everything. Traditional investments, people say, oh, you know, why are you always buying technology and why do people buy tech? Because tech permeates everything, right?
Well, listen,
we're in the Internet of Things, right?
Well, Mark, we record our podcast on zoom.us. And if Danny and I, when I signed up for a corporate Zoom account 3 months ago, if we only bought the stock, we would be millionaires right now because we were on the Zoom before Zoom was on the Zoom. Before America was on the Zoom,
but
we were on Zoom.
You were Zoom before Zoom was cool?
We were Zooming
even with,
before
Zoom.
Like,
the tech stuff, like, I feel like when I used to watch Shark Tank, I don't even know if that's still a show anymore. Like, the ones that they would always put big money behind, or at least like Mark Cuban, were the inventions that were based in a technology. Because he was like, all right, I'm just going to take your technology and use that where I need it.
Yeah.
And that's what's valuable to me, not what the little stupid thing that you created, but the technology.
100%.
Intellectual capital, man. Yep.
The other thing that is key, and what I think is this is going to drive the market. I mean, I'm a big positivity guy right now. I think there's going to be a lot of innovation. But I do think this is also a big opportunity for a lot of companies, because when you go into the grocery store, I am now having to buy products and brands that I've never bought before. And I, as a brand enthusiast, may have thought I loved a certain brand of toothpaste or toilet paper or paper towels. But that was an iRobot. But now I'm forced to actually switch to buy other brands. And consequently, for brands that are not able to advertise or support their needs, this is the biggest opportunity for switchers to be in the market. Yeah. To disrupt, to actually tell people, my product's better than yours, you should try it. So I actually think there's a lot of there. Once we get to, like, what is it, like February, when this thing is over? Next February, when this is over, we're back to real world. You know, the universe may be better to us all. Who knows?
I would say don't go single ply, Vin, but yeah, there's totally a lot of opportunities for stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm so. And I had to. I forgot to caveat this in the beginning. Dad So Hard Nation and Dad So Hard Pod, we do not endorse any of Mark's. None of this is all for entertainment purposes. Nobody's gonna invest.
Exactly.
Please, I don't. I can't afford a lawsuit. I can barely afford this podcast.
Same. We need a GoFundMe. Then we will need a GoFundMe.
Correct.
Bail us out of jail.
Exactly. So, before we go, first of all, Mark, if people were fascinated and want to learn more, and actually I listened, Mark, can you tell people, number one, where to find you? And maybe Danny, if you email us a link, Mark did a great audio recording, and you can listen, it's like 30 minutes. I went for a run listening to it, of like advice on what's going on in the world today from a bunch of different, not just him, a couple of his advisors. Danny will tweet out a link to it. Mark, where could people learn more about your business and the stuff that you want to say?
No, it's great, man. Thanks for a shout out. But before we do that, the other thing that popped into my head was, we talked about tech for a second, right? But the other thing that popped into my head is the new currency, and you guys live in this world. So what really is the new currency? It is not Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
It's not really the new currency. It'll eventually probably be something like that, but actually is data. It's data, man. That's what makes so many of these companies so valuable.
Yeah.
Actually had an opportunity to watch the Jeff Bezos story on Amazon Prime, which was really cool. I was going to say it's like an hour and 40 minutes. Crazy.
I'm shocked that Amazon did a story.
Yeah, I know, right?
Crazy Amazon story, man. But ultimately, just how this guy was ahead of the curve and ultimately all the data and stuff that he has, just like Google and all this research. I digress. It's crazy. Magi Inc.
Where can people find you? I want to follow you. You can follow you on LinkedIn.
Yep.
Where?
It's Mark Gajowski, GAJOWSKI on LinkedIn. Magi-inc.com on the World Wide Web. I think that's it.
We'll Instagram and we'll tweet those too, because it's Gajowski as a very American Polish last name.
Yes.
It's Mark, GAGOWSKI. I grew up with a lot of SKIs in Riverhead.
Yes, you did. A lot of skis, baby.
A lot of skis out there. No snow. But a lot of skis.
No snow, a lot of skiing.
We're all home under the blizzard warning right now. It's all good.
We're about to, it could snow any minute now. We're just in the beginning of April. And of course, guys, we want to thank you for listening to us every week. Leave a review.
Absolutely.
Danny, how do they do all this?
Subscribe, rate, review, iTunes, if you're already listening there, or listen wherever. Instagram, Facebook, at That's So Hard Podcast, Twitter, at That's So Hard Pod, email, thatsohardpodcast@gmail.com. What's the other one? The website, wearedadsohard.com.
And please, if you like this episode, tell a friend. Oh, we forgot in the beginning. I'm not going to do an opening, but like next week, a huge episode next week. We're going to host.
Hopefully you made it this far.
Hopefully you made it this far. If you haven't, this is going to make me mad now. I may have to do a special breaking news announcement now, but we're going to do our first ever Dad So Hard quarantine happy hour with all of your favorite guests from the Dad So Hard podcast in the past year. So stay tuned for that coming next week. We are so excited. We're going to invite everybody tonight. Oh, and Shane, you don't have the dog eat that stuff. So,
and Vinny can't get his house in order. His kids are still awake. It's 10:30 at night. This is chaos.
And if I have not, if we're all alive, please survive it. Please share this. Tell a friend, tell a loved one, telegraph everybody.
Stay healthy and safe out there.
Have a great night. We love you all. Peace.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.